We are getting into all of our rooms, and we are pulling into all of our platforms.
All right, we're about to get on space.
The love train is coming your way.
You're going to open it, right?
In the month of May.
Everybody, join us.
Happy, happy May Day. If you're tuned in live, it's May Day and International Workers Day and a merry month. Self-love month, brothers and sisters, wankers and monkey spankers. Can we say wankers? I mean, I don't even know.
I wouldn't be surprised if you said censorship and self-censorship. What's a wanker?
Okay, comrades, it's May Day, and we're on a train.
May Day, May Day.
And
the train has no brakes.
We are riding into the month of May.
May.
Wankers of the world, unite. I mean, workers of the world. Yes, and that includes sex workers, of course.
Comrades.
Absolutely. Break out the maypole and the Hitachi magic wand. And the Communist Manifesto and the lube. And it's also almost Cinco de Mayo, so break out the salsa. But don't confuse the salsa with the lube, okay? So we are on several platforms, pulling in, so to speak, and out, and in, and out. And we are there in the clubhouse. That is one of our platforms with Rhiannon Ahrens. And
hello.
We have you here, Rhiannon. Susie Award winner multiple times. So, happy M month.
Happy M month to you as well.
So, how's your maypole?
My maypole is good. There's, you know, lots of people dancing around it with brightly colored ribbons, so that's been very helpful.
All right. That sounds sexy. Abe, can you turn the train down? I mean, I know you can't really say that in a real train, but this is the love train where our trains give you eargasms of sapiosexual insight. So... Did you M today? It's the M month, okay? And it is May Day also. So I just want to say, just for the historians out there, we know that Rhiannon is kind of an art historian. And the earliest May Days were the Floralia. You know about the Floralia, Rhiannon?
I don't know that term. I might know about them in concept.
Well, they were festivals of flora, the flowers. And flowers are, of course, sexual geniuses because they have sex with a whole other species, the bumblebees, and that enables them to spread their seed hither and yon. And it's amazing that the flowers and bees thrive through this interspecies. What our friends Dr. Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods, authors of Survival of the Friendliest, they would call it friendliness.
Yes, I love that.
I call it sexual genius. It's interspecies sex of a sort. And already I'm talking about things that are probably going to get me shadow banned or something.
From one of these platforms, I'm sure.
I'm just talking about flowers. It's spring, okay? But it is a festival of Aphrodite, goddess of love and sex, and Dionysus, god of intoxication, and also a precursor to Jesus, right? And then there's that maypole, right? What is the maypole? Everybody wants to know. I looked it up on the internet. They all have these guesses. And then they say, well, of course, some people say it's phallic.
This is Susan's?
And obviously this is Susan's, as Max just said.
Yes. Oh,
and that is my idea, is that this is phallic.
Yes.
What are you saying, Susan? You're looking at something else.
I'm sorry, Max wants me to help him log into YouTube. So
yes, I'm on my YouTube, so yeah. I'm not talking.
I'm a mute.
But it fits right in, because we were talking about my maypole, or actually what I would call your maypole, which is really my maypole. And yes. Happy masturbation. Whoops, can I say that yet?
We just did.
You can say that, everyone.
We can.
I don't know.
Masturbation.
We're also on Facebook and
YouTube. Facebook, you can say it. I've been saying that for years. But it's more like the YouTube.
You have to say it
Clubhouse.
Seriously.
Masturbation.
You have to be serious
when you say masturbation. Put on my white coat.
Masturbation.
The glasses. Tie your hair back. The librarian.
Yeah, I have my glasses on. As a professor.
You're smoking your pipe.
Yeah.
But how about since
it's almost Cinco de Mayo, if you say masturbación.
Oh yeah.
So May Day is about dancing around this maypole, which I think of as a big penis, you know, or dildo or something like that, and then you dance around it, you know, just like the Japanese have that penis festival. Why shouldn't we have one? And of course, it's also the date chosen by the second international gathering of socialists and communists as International Workers' Day. And that was on May Day, 1889. And they were commemorating the Haymarket Affair in Chicago, which was a very bloody climax with everybody actually losing life on both sides, workers and police. And it was the climax of the great upheaval of social unrest among the American working class, and it had reverberations all over the world. It was a response to the Industrial Revolution. It was the workers' revolution. And it wasn't as well financed as the Industrial Revolution, so obviously it's had some problems. But we support the workers of the world as well as the wankers of the world. And, of course, the workers of the world are the backbone of life in the human world. And sex workers are workers, too. We need unions. Everybody needs unions. The Senate should pass the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, the PRO Act, to strengthen unions and people's right to organize. And the House just passed it, and even some Republicans voted for it. So it's up to you guys, you senators. But of course, the senators were created by the billionaire class in America, the skewing of the Senate. And so they're probably going to vote it down. And that's why we say FDR.
Yes.
And can we say that? Can we spell that out? It means Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which was our 32nd president, and also means fuck the rich.
Right? Saying it faster.
I said it real fast.
But it reduces the chance the bots can catch it.
Right. So May is diddle month. Besides being May Day and International Workers' Day, and it's a very special month to me because it was invented by my mentor, the late, great Dr. Betty Dodson, along with Good Vibrations, to honor the wisdom and courage of former U.S. Surgeon General Joycelyn Elders. She was answering a question in a U.N. speech that she was giving in 1994, and it was about whether masturbation... If they can say it in the UN, I think I can say it. Although she was fired for it. She was asked if masturbation should be a part of sex education. And she said yes. She believed that public school sex education programs could teach masturbation. Now, that doesn't mean they're teaching you how to diddle yourself, although I don't think that's a bad thing, actually. But
no, it's not. It should be.
She didn't mean that, though. She meant that it should be kind of listed as a safer sex option, along with condoms and abstinence and phone sex. Well, I'm sure they don't list phone sex, but they should. Really, yeah. That's pretty safe. And masturbation should be listed. It's very safe. And it's very normal and natural.
Yes.
Non-human animals do it too, like bonobos. But bonobos do all kinds of sex. But a lot of animals do it.
May cause a rash if you do it too many times during the day.
Rash. How much did you do it as a young boy?
When I was a young man.
Yeah.
Nah.
You were doing it a lot.
I was doing a lot. I was throwing the paper out the window.
Well, see, that was your problem right there. As I recall, when you were very young and they didn't have any kind of sex education in Captain Max's high school. By the way, I think I should introduce everybody.
Yes, please do.
This is Captain Max.
Hi, I'm Captain Max.
The captain of my heart, my husband.
Captain of her heart.
My mutual masturbation partner.
Partner for, you know, that.
Yeah, you know that.
That stuff.
Really fun. And by the way, that's an important aspect to masturbation. You don't have to just do it by yourself. You can do it with somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
And go ahead. Oh, well, just
I'm about to introduce you.
Oh, okay. Perfect timing.
So here's Mariah.
This is Mariah.
Lovely Mariah.
Hello, world.
And I don't know about Mariah's masturbation habits, really, but maybe I'll find out.
I definitely commemorated the holiday today.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
today.
I did.
Good, good. When you woke up or in the middle of the day?
No, actually before I came to work.
Before you came to work?
Yeah, that's why I'm in such a great mood.
Wow, well, you got to tell us a little more. So did you do that by yourself totally or
completely
with a partner?
By myself.
Completely
yeah.
By yourself. And was it because you were getting excited for the show and you didn't want to be too excited and jump all over us?
No, I had realized that when I got back to work, I was like, oh yeah, perfect, I commemorated the holiday.
Wow.
Coincidentally,
commemorating the holiday is important. Yes. On the first, to kick it off, so to speak.
Yeah.
It could involve kicking, I guess.
Yeah.
But it mostly involves sticking a maypole.
We have
in your mayhole.
We have Chemicals Silver 473 on Reddit asking, is butt stuff immoral?
Butt stuff. Butt, like B-U-T-T.
Yes.
Okay. But
immoral?
Well, mm-hmm. However,
it's stinky.
No. Oh, if you no. clean it, it's not.
If you clean
if
it.
If you're clean. It's not immoral. It's not
no.
dirty. If you're clean, it's fine. Butt stuff is fine. Now, okay, let me give you a caveat. It is also the most likely way to spread sexually transmitted diseases in terms of sex. Right. Is butt sex.
Oh, I
right.
didn't know that.
But when you're having butt sex yourself, which is what I imagine you're doing for Self-Love Month, I mean, you're not going to give yourself a disease, I don't think. Unless you're eating your own, you know, can I say this?
What?
Poo-poo? I don't know. Don't be eating that,
ooh, no,
you know,
no, don't
fecal-nomic.
No. Only kids do that.
Nobody should do that. The kids should not do that. If you're listening, and you shouldn't be listening, children.
La pooperia.
Okay,
yeah,
but don't be eating your poop. It's nothing moral about that. It's just not hygienic.
We have A. Gomez, we on Reddit, saying, I'm celebrating tonight in style.
Celebrate the M month.
Woo!
Give yourself a hand, especially since we're not quite out of the coronatastrophe of the coronapocalypse. Almost. I feel almost, maybe, kind of, sort of. I mean,
kind
as long
maybe,
as we're not India
of.
Or Missouri. They're having this huge party in London. But in any case, through the month of May, probably. So you guys, this is the perfect thing to do, is just be a good citizen and shoot the gun between your legs. It's also another thing, is somehow it seems like there's a lot of people as we open up, they seem to shoot them up out there in supermarkets and massage parlors. And that's not good. That's so not good. So what you need to do is shoot the gun between your legs, you amosexuals. We believe in cocks, not Glocks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're off of Reddit right now because they say, sorry, we're working on some technical issues. Try again shortly.
What does that mean? Is that code?
That means that they don't hear us.
Well, I did catch a last comment before okay. they... So this is from Beer Folly for All. They put, FYI, masturbating keeps me out of trouble. That's
exactly. That's my point right here. Shoot the gun between your legs, and then you're not likely to get in trouble with that real gun that yep. somebody should not have sold you. And if you like, hey, you can get a dildo shaped like a gun for your butt sex.
I don't know. Talking about. Should it be encouraged?
Well, I think it's okay. I have one shaped like the devil. I have another one shaped like Jesus, my beautiful Jesus jackhammer. And I realize some people feel that that is sacrilegious, the Jesus jackhammer, and I respect that you don't have to use yours. I don't think I would want to use a gun-shaped dildo myself. I don't think so, unless I maybe am on mushrooms. You know Hartley Pleshaw, the host of the active radio show where I talked about I have a fantasy, WCAP. He sent me a dildo shaped like a grenade, which was, I guess, found on the ground. And they really thought it was a grenade, but it was a dildo shaped like a grenade. It's the bomb!
It's the bomb.
I want to launch it out now.
I'll catch a grenade.
That's a Once that's
your
a Bruno Mars song.
Weaponry is in place, fire away. See, you know, it is kind of fun. Shoot the gun between your legs or set off the bomb between your labia. It's fun to talk like that, I guess, and even use devices like that. It's... Yeah, sex and violence are on either side of each other. That's why kink is fun. And also why we have rules. If people get off on playing capture me, then why shouldn't they get off on fuck me with your gun?
Yeah.
Can I say that? Okay. Anyway, we're peaceful people. Use sensors out
dildo
there. I don't think they care if we're peaceful. So it's the M month. You do you. Did you do you today yet, Rhiannon?
I did, actually. I did. I had a nice little...
Nice. How did you do it?
I used the Hitachi.
The Hitachi.
I had a nice relieving squirt. And I soaked through 3 beach towels. It was fantastic.
Ah, nice. Thanks. Squirt. Beautiful. You have been squirting lately, haven't you?
I am. I'm a big squirter. I actually ruined the upholstery in Tim's car.
Wow. I don't know if you were offensive. Squirting on my show. I mean, you came a lot on my show, many times. But did you female ejaculate?
I'm trying to think. I did the one time when I was riding the motor bunny with the jingle bells on, but the underwear was keeping all of it in. The jingle bells
were rubbing it,
but John still has that pair of underwear, and it's very crunchy.
And it was over the motor bunny.
Crunchy underwear.
Yeah. That
the
was...
The other times I had things in there, like the gourd or... penises, but
the gourd. Oh, I did you with the gourd. I remember that.
You did. I still have that gourd.
That was a little romantic for me, Rhiannon. I have to say, whoa, what was
that? It was a little romantic for me too. You know, it was a very special.
Well, you kept the gourd. I mean, that's.
I did. I thought it was gourdy. How can we leave gourdy behind?
Yeah.
He and Fluffy, my vagina rabbit, have very nice places. You know, in my house.
I did. I wore the gourd like a strap-on. dildo and gave it to Rhiannon, and she actually opened up for this gourd that was shaped like a maypole, yeah. Kind of.
I love it. Yeah, it's my first time making your acquaintance, but I'm a huge fan. I've been watching some of the past shows, and I got to say, I always tell Dr. Susie.
This is Mariah.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Big fan. Can't wait to meet you in person.
You will.
Oh, so we've got a listener who joined us on Clubhouse. I just want to give a shout out to Calamity Kate,
okay,
performer.
But before we say anything, we have to say that we are recording this, and we don't even want to say your name unless you give us permission. And so we, I guess, assume that if you stay in the room, you are giving us permission. But you could still leave, and we would not take it personally. So anyway, Merry Masturbation Month. You do you. It's time to testify, which shares the same Latin root as testicles, to say Lord or Lady, if you prefer. I masturbate and I am not ashamed. Right, so Max, we were starting to talk about your first times masturbating when you were young, and you were a little bit naive, not having been educated, and you did it with paper.
Well, yes, I heard the rumor on a street corner of Montclair, New Jersey.
How old were you?
That if you play with your penis,
your maypole.
Yeah, your maypole. Sometimes things shoot out of it. Now, you Ooh. Have to understand that if you're a little boy and you're listening to your friends and they're talking about stuff shooting out of their penises and nothing is shooting out of mine, you get worried. So I immediately went home and, started kind of, hey, hello, how are you? Tuk, tuk, what's going on down there? I just heard a story, and so I did the thing, and suddenly, bang, stuff went flying.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's fun. And so I started doing that about six times a day, and but I had three rooms in my house in Little Montclair. I had a top room towards the attic, and then I had another room with a sunroom, and
well, that, weren't you privileged?
That's right. And so I was in the very top room, and the housekeeper took me to the side one day and said, Massimo, Mickey, don't throw all those clumps of paper out the window.
Right.
I said, what clumps of paper are you?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Not me. Wasn't me.
So what I had come she gave me good advice. She says, go to the bathroom and do this. Okay?
Mm.
And use a little tissue.
Very
and
smart.
And then you can flush it down the toilet. Okay. So that's right. That's it. And then I did that for weeks on end.
You can also wash afterwards.
Yeah,
it's very hygienic.
Right.
That was very good advice.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Yes. And so, yeah, that was it.
Well,
and
that housekeeper was very special. What was her name?
Her name was actually Maria.
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 Oh. Right.
Stefano was her husband.
She was very special in your life.
Yeah, she brought me up a lot.
Right. But we should say you did not have sex with her.
Who?
Maria.
I did not.
No. Well, I'm saying that because, you see, that's a very important, like, I did not have sex with that woman. That's what Bill Clinton said, remember?
Yeah.
And actually, we defended him at that time because
right.
he just had sex, consensual sex. It's true, she was young, but she was the one who came on to him, Monica. And yet, he lied about it, which, well, okay. And yet, the bad thing that he did, okay, was he fired Dr. Joycelyn Elders for suggesting masturbation as a form of safer sex that should be taught in the schools, instead of awarding her and complimenting her for thinking on her feet in such a brilliant manner. And so he fired her, which is why we now call masturbation firing the Surgeon General.
And she was my favorite Surgeon General.
And actually, he should have taken her advice.
Absolutely.
Instead of doing it all over Monica's dress. I mean, it's cool, you know, but it wasn't cool because it brought us George W. Bush eventually.
My very first time masturbating, it was by accident. And I was in the shower and I had one of those detachable heads.
Wow. Detachable heads. Yeah. They are
sex toys.
Took
a lot more showers after that.
They're the best. Yeah.
I took like tons of showers a day after
that. They might as well sell them in the sex toy
department. Those are very good for men, too.
Yes. They're better than a bidet.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we built a little bidet in the shower by putting a handle down here. So it shoots directly in the area of the things.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that?
So here's a masturbation-related question I have for everyone here.
Yes, yes.
What was the first thing on screen you masturbated to?
First thing on screen?
Yeah, like what was the first thing that, you know, you watched that you found erotic enough to masturbate to?
Betty Page, of course.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
I have some of her grave dirt.
Yeah.
I loved Benny from Sandlot.
You have you have some dirt? Whose dirt do you have? You got dirt on somebody?
I have dirt from Betty Page's grave. Because
oh, really?
Oh, dirt from her grave.
She's buried in LA. And no one takes care of a lot of the graves of the kind of like old Hollywood people, including hers. Like everyone goes to see Marilyn being interned. It's that museum across from the cemetery across from the Hammer Museum.
Yes.
So she's buried there.
We used to live near there.
Her and Donna Reed's graves for installation I was doing.
That's
cool. It has good vibes. So I go and I weed there sometimes and say hello to Betty.
That's very nice of you. That's wonderful. And Betty Page, she's a wonderful role model in a way, in other ways not so, but she's human, you know, everybody.
You had her on the show.
I did. I had her on the show in 1996.
With her imitator there. I forget her name.
Dita Fontes.
Dita Von?
Was on when she was 18. She better have been 18. No, she was 18. And you've got her dirt. Well, if there's a good kind of dirty.
That's the best kind of dirty.
Yes, absolutely.
There's also this question on Reddit from X3MO710N. Is swallowing the polite thing for ladies to do?
Polite.
Polite. Well, okay. This is about self-love, not about love of your semen. But now that you ask, I could say that it is a act of, I don't know, I guess love for semen. Not necessarily love for you. Some women just don't love semen, and some women do.
Yeah. Some guys like, some women, yeah.
I myself see no purpose to spitting it out. If you're going to be sucking a dick and you're going to get a mouthful, I prefer to just swallow it down like shotgunning a beer. I'm not being a huge fan of the taste, but, you know, it's kind of fun and it kind of gets me high to do that. So I don't consider it polite or impolite. I mean, the spitting out of it, I guess that's kind of disgusting. Where do you put it when you spit it out, too?
All over the place.
Maybe if you're Dom, you would spit. Well, if you're Dom, what are you doing sucking the guy's dick?
Well, every now and then, I mean, you know.
Yeah, every now and then you might. And then you could spit. Yeah. It would be a kinky thing to do. You could spit on someone, and it would be an act of kink.
Did our listener leave? The, oh, is that the clubhouse?
Oh, I don't know.
No, no, our clubhouse listener is staying the course.
Hey.
Oh, those are clubhouse people there? Oh, we're looking at pictures of you guys, I guess.
Okay, well, we didn't do any promotion for our clubhouse.
No, but
this is an experiment.
It's an experiment.
Right. But
it works pretty good.
We're on YouTube and Clubhouse.
Yeah,
tonight.
Oh, YouTube.
Right.
YouTube.
Oh, and YouTube. Hi. Yeah, that's really nerve wracking. We don't know if we're going to get like banned for life. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, we're just dancing around a maypole, doing the five finger knuckle shuffle. Yeah.
All right.
Jerking the gherkin. No, M month. We're celebrating.
You have to do it very studiously.
Okay, I'm studious.
You know, like you're a professor.
Okay, so let's discuss.
Look and masturbate. No.
That sounds like a
you're
singer.
The music teacher.
Yeah. It's like we're going to do our do re mi's to the five finger knuckle shuffle. The show that we're going to be airing after this live broadcast on drsusanblock.com/live, it's actually a show from 2016, and it was our masturbation month kickoff, and we featured this beautiful woman named Savannah Fire, who has since changed her name to Alana Cruz. So what can I say except look up both and try to see more of this amazing woman, because she's, I guess, a porn star. In fact, yes, a porn star. And she squirts for us, and she does it quite a bit. She's no Dume or anybody, but she does a good, healthy arc of holy water for Masturbation Month. And she's also a real-life MILF. And she's all natural, very beautiful, no plastic surgery, I think pretty much almost no makeup, which, of course, is very similar to Rhiannon, although Rhiannon sometimes wears makeup. But Rhiannon is also natural and also a MILF.
Yeah, she's
and
I am.
Alana Cruz is also very smart, like Rhiannon. Maybe not as smart. No. That's terrible. That's a capitalist competitive thing to say. And that's why I was only joking. So, okay.
Comrade.
She's very smart, comrade. And she has some kind of degree. And she reads Sex at Dawn and The Bonobo Way. Sex at Dawn by Dr. Christopher Ryan, of course. And she loves bonobos. So check her out on the show proceeding this live broadcast.
Proceeding.
Yes. And that show also features 8 great virtues of masturbation. Yes, I said virtues. That's right. Because, Captain Max, you said something about we need to be more virtuous.
Yeah, of course. We need to be dedicated to living a good life that includes the richness and the wealth of the beautiful world that we live in.
Yes.
For everyone.
Tell it, Brother Max.
You know? I mean, maybe you might not have a car, you might only have sandals, but you really also need to be free from hunger and disease, and those are the real freedoms that you have to do. You know, there's this whole attack now, they're starting, we're no longer socialist. We're now communists.
Comrade.
No. The right wingers, these are communists.
Either way, it just means a group of people.
Yeah, but
we're group oriented instead of being selfish. Okay, socialist, communist, whatever. We're not, friggin' Stalinist. Okay? He's not Stalin. Mm-hmm. All right. But Stalin was created by capitalism. Yeah, by capitalism trying so hard to defeat communism and socialism and whatever isms were the people's isms in Russia.
Yes. Well, okay, so, all right. Am I talking now? Is that what's
sounds
going
like
on?
That.
Oh, yeah, hi. It's, it's me, peace. Oh,
go
no,
right
no,
ahead,
no, no,
because
no,
you're
no.
my prime mate,
no,
I'd love to listen to you.
Okay, so the one thing that ever since I was a little child, was born in a
manger.
Newly... I have been Antifa, you know.
And so was Jesus.
I'm against fascism. I'm against...
Jesus was against the fascism of Rome at the time.
That's right. And so now we have these guys who are on ABC radio that do talk shows, okay? Most of them are ex-cops. And they want to remove Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
From office.
The removal.
The removal.
The Republican removal.
Removal, right. So,
well, yeah, there's a petition or something.
One is a guy by the name of Orrin Heatley. And he heads up the movement to remove Newsom.
Is that the Friday night with the French Laundry show?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Those guys, okay. Don't listen to these guys. These guys are telling the same lies that their boss was telling, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
And what is wrong with you people that you don't want to feed a hungry kid?
Well,
what's
they want to keep their money.
Yeah, but... Even poor people help other people
eat.
Where
there's one hungry kid, there's another and another and another and another. And then you got socialism. Next thing you know, you're feeding everybody. And you're communist.
Well, that's what you have.
Forbid we do that, you know.
That's what you have in the army.
Hey, mayday, mayday.
You know,
we got to feed everybody. This is important. This will help us be more bonobo. Is everybody having enough to eat? And drink.
And sharing the vaccinations.
Of course,
finally.
I'm talking about vodka.
Well, yeah. That...
I could go for some vodka.
Ah, vodka. We are actually in the lounge
vodka
car
zone.
Of the choo-choo train that we're on.
This is the speakeasy, darling.
We had a runner.
Is it Snowpiercer?
Oh,
are we there yet?
Yeah. We smoke, we drink, we
this
do all
the
those
French
things.
Laundry. Yeah.
Do you want a single shot or a double shot?
I want a bonobo communion.
Oh, yeah, bonobo communion. Oh, yeah. By the way, there's a beautiful Bonoboville communion in the show following tonight's live broadcast. It's not the same as actually doing it or seeing it live, but you can see it between Savannah Fire, who became Alana Cruz, and me, and Dayton Rains. It's a three-way... Bonoboville Communion. It's a lot of fun. Newsom's French Laundry dinner is like Clinton's blowjob. Newsom should have stayed home, and Clinton should have masturbated, and he shouldn't have fired, you know, Dr. Joycelyn Elders. But that doesn't mean he should have been impeached. And that doesn't mean that Newsom should be recalled, of course. And in the case of Clinton, it was a bunch of Republicans.
Newsom is being recalled by the worst elements of the Republicans in this state.
I'm sorry, the worst elements of the Republicans already impeached Clinton.
Yeah,
but they weren't just of the
no.
state.
And they're here and they're hiding the right-wing support that they have. This guy... Mike Netter. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
You know, also ABC used to be such a liberal station.
No more.
Now it's like a right-wing.
Well, they sell the time.
Yeah, they sell all the time.
Yes.
They pay for the time. God.
And they pay a fair amount, I saw. Right, they pay like $2,500 an hour.
But they say it's cheap to influence people.
Well, it is, in a way.
Except nobody is listening is what the auditors are saying.
Well, not enough for KABC to do their own shows, obviously.
Who has a television these days?
Right.
Abe, you listen to radio on radios, not on televisions.
But you're right. I listen to Power 106 and
on the new
Kiss
televisions.
By the way, this is Unseen Abe, who I haven't introduced yet because he's been very busy.
Where is he?
Okay.
Let me put on my mask. I got my mask.
Abe is our technical director.
Yeah.
And he has been plugging things in, including my Hitachi magic wand.
Ooh.
I prefer to say it's the engine of my yacht moving out to sea.
I'm not that big. I am that wet. With a little coconut oil. The older woman. Anyway, okay.
All right.
You guys do the rest of the show. All right, so the 8 virtues of masturbation. Don't you want to know what they are?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The 8 great virtues. Because after all, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, wankers and monkey spankers, masturbation has been denigrated as sexual self-abuse for many, many years. Centuries.
Here we go.
However, more and more, we are calling it what it is, which is self-pleasure. It's not even necessarily self-love. Maybe you're not loving yourself so much these days. Whatever. You still deserve pleasure. It feels good. And it is good.
And you have a choice.
It is good for you. And maybe if you do it enough, in the right way, whatever that means, you will love yourself after a while. So don't wait to love yourself before you simply pleasure yourself. So I have these 8 great benefits to the act of jacking or jilling off. And so let's start with number 8, which is masturbation is natural. That's right.
Natural.
Bonobos do it.
Yeah.
And dolphins do it.
Yeah.
And horses and dogs. Of course, the horses and dogs have more of a problem because they don't have these hands. They just have to use sex toys, which is basically anything.
Anything.
Including you. If you have a nice doggy, you know what I mean. So everybody does it, really. Every mammal, probably every animal, I don't know. But I certainly believe every mammal. Ultrasounds show that many fetuses in utero put their tiny little hands between their tiny little legs. And they masturbate. So it's natural. Okay. Any questions, class?
That's number 8.
That's number 8. I'm going backwards.
So you don't need a thumb or fingers.
You
to
don't
masturbate.
Need nothing.
That thumb really just gets in the way.
Your fish can do it. They just rub against something.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I know people that don't use their hands. And at first I went, "What are you doing? That's not masturbation." But of course it is. A lot of people, and I think the main reason, here's my sexologist thing coming in, is that they are shamed somehow about masturbation. So they don't feel they can touch themselves with their hands. Masturbation is a Latin term that means, I think, something like dirty hands.
Probably.
I think it's a bad term just in and of itself. So yeah. Master is hands. So it's like some kind of a bad thing to do with your hands.
You're picking your nose or wiping your ass
That's,
or something.
You know why my mother said before you do it, you better wash your hands. Get your hands out of your pants, Susie. Your hands are dirty and it's clean down there.
So thought to be derived from manus, meaning hand, and dubrare, to defile.
Right, to defile. It's bad, right. Defile, whatever that means. Something beyond
defile.
Just
what is
dirty. It's like it's to make it unsacred. Already the Latins were feeling shame about it, and they felt a lot less shame than we do. And so, you know, because of the shame, some people, they just rub against the floor or the bed or a pillow or their stuffed animal. But that's not a good way to do it if you want to have regular so-called penetrative sex, PIV, penis and vagina, and have a baby. If you want to come in the missionary position, even though that seems like the missionary position, but it's a bad way to do it. It's better to lay on your back or sit and or stand even and stroke it.
Yeah.
So they say. And I have to admit, I don't
was
quite
that for
understand.
Guys or women?
We're talking about guys right
guys
now. We girls, we can do whatever we want.
And that's
matter.
Just because of shame.
We get knocked up no matter what. It's Okay, the shame part, that goes for girls and guys. Yeah. I know of a lot of girls that will not touch their...
What are these chicks talking about?
Pussies. Pussy talk. This is pussy talk.
They're talking about playing the fiddle.
Oh. We have a Redditor, Mita Altair, who said, I grew up in a Christian Baptist and was told if I masturbated, I was going to go burn in hell.
Right. So if you're told that and you're really horny, you might find your pillow is your friend.
Yeah.
Because you're not touching yourself. And actually, myself, even though I didn't think that exactly... But when I was like, I don't know, young, teenager, before I had a real orgasm and before I had real sex, I had these unwanted orgasms, so to speak, when doing certain actions and gymnastics like a kip up and also riding a horse.
Oh.
I had these feelings of orgasm, and yet I couldn't make it happen until I learned how to masturbate from reading Dr. Betty Dodson's book, then called Liberating Masturbation, now called Sex for One. I had had sex somewhere in between the horses. I didn't have sex with the horses. Mm-hmm. Okay. No horse sex. But I had sex with actually a gymnast. And I didn't have orgasms until I learned to do it myself. And then I started having it with my partners as well. But masturbation taught me how to do it. So, how to make it happen. Yeah.
I'm from Jersey. I heard about it on the street corner.
Yeah, well, you're, you know. you're you.
All right, so now.
You do you. You do you. This
you
is my
do you.
Masturbation month motto.
Oh, this is not another kind of
literally
woke
and figuratively
movement.
With an emphasis on do, baby.
No,
do.
I like that. What is that again? Can you say that?
You do you.
You do you.
You
do
you.
You, baby.
What is that? It's like a.
Don't be doing
so
nobody
has anyone,
else.
Has anyone ever made an ad hoc sex toy for masturbation? This is the play. Just like, you know, rigged one up MacGyver style.
Oh.
Oh.
You could be like.
Oh, yeah. It's like a tampon.
Sure. Is tampon?
Yeah. Huh. Just have something inside.
When I was 14, I found a condom dispenser in a bathroom. And I remember I bought a condom and I filled it with Play-Doh.
I can make it till some people. See, Max
awesome.
Did the disgusting thing over the tampon. But I'm like thinking Play-Doh, yuck. No, I'm not sticking that inside.
Well,
is
that the
but, you know, everybody can do different things. I know people that stick a hot dog inside of a condom. whatever.
Oh, okay, the condom. I was thinking.
I actually know. I actually know of a girl, a woman. She was a girl, really, not a grown woman, but a young girl. And this was in Italy, and that was at the beach club, and she put a fish somewhere.
A fish.
Yes, and the fish wouldn't come out.
Well, it got scales. It's got like
it's got scales. So it goes in really easy.
No, I was thinking like a lot like a washing machine. That's kind of a MacGyver way to masturbate in a way.
Well,
she
terrible.
Masturbated with a fish?
I don't know what she was doing with the fish.
Or she just smelled like a fish.
No, she had a fish.
I'm confused.
Stuck in her thing.
So this reminds me of a joke, which
this
is
sounds fishy.
How many animals can you find in a pair of pantyhose?
How many animals?
How many animals can you find in a pair of pantyhose?
All right, gang.
Bonobos. I don't know.
I don't know about.
Yeah, anybody out there?
Fish
know?
Isn't an animal.
How many animals
are where?
So, all right, it's,
in a pair
it's
of pantyhose.
15. Animals.
Is that, I hope
Ten
this has
piggies,
something to do with
two
the topic.
Calves, an ass, a beaver, and a fish nobody can find.
That's hilarious.
All right. Okay, that was cute.
That was kind of cute.
Fish?
Okay, all right. So we
fish?
Love animals, non-human animals.
Right,
know,
actually we have
outside
part of the human body.
We have an animal
we
now.
We have an animal.
That we're helping out.
A new animal.
He was attacked or she was attacked. And she's just this, or he's just this beautiful parrot.
Parrot. I think we have
parrot.
To call the parrot they.
Yeah, they.
We don't know.
We don't know. It's
I think
parrot.
The parrot should be called Lori. Because the Spanish word for parrot is a loro. And, or if it's a female, it's Lora. Now, Lori is
Lorda?
Female in American, but the English Lori is a male.
Oh,
yeah, so
okay.
It's like a unisex.
So I'm
name,
saying
right? It's like a unisex
this parrot is Lori. Is that okay?
No. This is good.
This is good. Okay.
This is good.
Because the amazing thing is this is a little interspecies friendship between Chico, our Pomeranian dog, and our new...
He's not really our dog, but he's
no.
our dog.
Our meaning Anna and Miguel, no, part of Bonoboville.
And everybody else.
And so while Anna was walking Chico around where Betsy is buried in the garden, Chico starts barking and there's like this clatter of squawking and a thud as Lori drops to the ground and Chico finds this parrot and just kind of noses around
and doesn't hurt it or
no.
bark at it or
and can't bring out a stretcher or administer no. first aid but really cares for the parrot. And so Lori the parrot is almost at death's door. His head's been bashed, their head, and so Anna and Miguel take care of the parrot because they're so caring,
providing
the interior decorating of the
water,
parrot's house.
The food, and then there's little poops everywhere, which you have to deal with. So, it's not an easy job to heal a beautiful parrot, but it's worth it, you know. And he heard, by the way, he heard the parrots tonight because they always come around 7 o'clock. And he went right up to the gate.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
No, what happened?
And he was...
Trying to look up
and listen to the other parrots as they went by.
Because he knows, I think he feels, oh, yeah, I know the parrots. Yeah, you guys. Hi.
Yeah, that'll be when he's all healed
those
up and
friends.
You guys release him. Right. That'll be a good time to release him when his friends are going by and he can join them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, are we talking about the parrots or the dog?
The parrot.
Oh, I was thinking about the dog.
What if the
well, Chico?
Maybe Chico becomes the parrot whisperer.
I think so. What? I think he is. I think he's like into these parrots, like flowers and bees and that kind of thing.
What if the parrot doesn't want to leave?
Yeah, the parrot might not want to leave.
Then what?
These are my friends.
What do you do?
Well, first of all, this parrot seems like he's still very sick. I hear about these reality influencers who, like, they adopt a kid and then they dump the kid on a street corner or something. And then everybody hates them. And I don't blame everybody. But I want to say, this parrot's very sick. So I don't know if we're going to keep the parrot or give the parrot away.
It depends. Hopefully
to the parrot society.
Hopefully he doesn't die. Right now. Yeah. He has a very nice room.
Well, he does. But he's shaking like he's got Parkinson's or something.
Well, yeah, if you had been somebody batter you on the head like this poor guy.
Yeah, maybe he's got brain damage.
Right. You're like, what happened?
He's eating.
He's eating.
Standing on his little
And he's standing
stand.
On his little thing that Miguel made for
him. Right, right. Yeah.
You know.
Wow. You never know when a pirate's going to enter your life. A sick... Yeah. Wounded parrot.
Sick.
Enter your life. And then you care about this parrot.
Right.
It's amazing how that works.
Can't be mean. You can't just take the bird and throw it out in the garbage.
It's socialism, actually.
It's now save the bird, okay?
Yeah.
No, which is, I think, fine. I think that's a little bit more respect for our fellow, inhabitants of this bar, of this world.
This world. This bar. It's just one big bar.
One big bar, and we're one big family. And everybody's fucking everybody has been doing
That's
this
for
years.
That's why everybody should
years.
Have enough to eat and drink.
That's why I'm here. That's why we're all here.
And everybody should have enough air to breathe.
Oh, yeah, the air.
That's a
that's
little
important.
Touchy.
Well, you know, now they're making extra air on Mars.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy. There's not going to be enough.
Extra air.
I don't want to be breathing no extra air on Mars myself.
Wait till that disaster happens.
Is that like helium or is it like not like helium?
Yeah.
Like
what? I just said they produced oxygen on Mars, but like we could use some here. If they've got that thing, just like, you know, I mean.
Bring it here.
But you know what? If the Republicans want to go there, government should help them.
Yeah.
It's not just Republicans.
Stay there.
Though, like, you know, crazy libertarians.
Well, crazy libertarians.
Bipartisan.
Anyone that is a threat to my idea of...
But then Elon Musk shouldn't get all these tax breaks.
And all the welfare money, all
it's
this money...
to rich.
Yeah, all this money is billions of dollars. It's being divided among contractors and you know, and everybody's on the take, which is great. And everybody needs a little money in order to go forward, you know. So it's kind of cool.
So speaking of money, your former benefactor, Eli Broad, has passed away.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say something about that. Eli Broad, I published a magazine in his territory, his town of Brentwood. A very down-to-earth couple, both of them. And at one point, he invested, not just him, but a group of other people, invested about $200 million to take over some liberal or even some right-wing media and turn it into a more liberal media. And somehow in all of this, we got picked up. It's the local paper.
All right.
There are all the slick papers, and we're out there talking
the
about...
The blah, blah.
The blah, blah was already offensive to everyone until the old grandmothers would come in and say, did you see my son's drawing in the blah, blah?
Your son's drawing?
Yeah, because they would contribute. The whole magazine was made by the...
supporters.
Yeah. So they invested $200 million to buy all these things, and we happened to be caught up in this thing to the tune of a couple of million dollars.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Eli. And all your other, those other guys.
At least he parted with some of his money. He called himself a venture philanthropist.
Right. We were talking about that today. Bonobo Ventures.
Yeah.
Adventures, I think I'd like to call it.
I still think these guys need to be taxed.
Oh, yeah, they're getting taxed. They're going to get taxed. The trickle-down thing that everybody's been operating on, everybody's got big buckets there waiting for the trickle.
Oh, the trickle-down thing. That's yeah. Never working.
And then all you hear is ping.
It's more like a drizzle.
Okay.
Although I guess you got a trickle from Eli Broad, and God has blessed him for that. Because he kept the blah blah going.
Yeah, he did.
When you really needed it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I see on Facebook that Jux is saying, hanging out in the vomitorium, feeling. Oh, that must be related to when I vomitorium. Talked about the Romans. Because they created this word masturbation, it's a Latin word. So he writes, hanging out in the vomitorium, feeling shame about masturbation, weird. And I have to say, maybe they didn't create the word. It could be that these shamed priests who spoke Latin created the word, not the pagan Romans.
But also, how valid is masturbation in a culture with regular orgies?
I think it's always valid. Yeah. I think it's always valid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said with regular orgies?
Yeah, because what? I've lived in a culture.
Know, like, where are these
orgies? I don't anymore, but I did, and yes. I also liked me. Masturbation.
We have a question. I don't know.
We have a question from which platform? It's called Real Talk 82.
From Reddit. Somebody saying it's Reddit.
What
from
is
Reddit.
Your stance on having sexual relationship with your stepsister? Technically, we're not related. Well, I'm glad you said that twice.
Yes.
Because, yes, the phrase stepsister does indicate that technically you're not related. I will put on my Judge Judy hat.
I love Judge Judy.
I have many hats. I myself do not love Judge Judy. She's a little too capitalist for my taste. But I do like her little white collars. So I guess I think that, hey, it's okay. I'm not going to put you in jail. If you're both over 18 and it's all something consensual, I would not say you should suffer for that from the law. So will you suffer from that emotionally? Probably, I would say. And if you were my clients, I would probably discourage you from doing it. But at the same time, if you're in love, if you really understand what it means, or you think you understand, because who knows who understands what, especially when you're in love, well, I would never stand in the way of love, considering all the other legal requirements are met. But the fact that the legal requirements are met does not mean you're not really brother and sister. Because if you grew up together, you are. You're just not blood related, and you're not, you know, having that kind of incest that creates hemophiliacs a few generations from now. So that's good on you. But at the same time, you're still part of the same family, and you have that traumatic effect on each other.
A little trauma.
Which is cool. You know, then you need to come to me. And hopefully you got a decent job and you can...
Afford it,
right.
Yeah, but we do a lot of stuff for free. So you can watch a lot of our content. I hate that word, content. It's like I'm getting packages of Heinz mustard. No, really.
Yeah, well, you can always call the show for free. Yeah. We haven't given out the phone number.
You can call for free. You can go to our theater for free. You can listen to the shows for free.
Or I guess you can go on Clubhouse and talk. You don't have to call.
No, you don't have to. You go to Clubhouse and talk.
You give us permission to record you.
Yes.
And that's the thing, is it's not a private conversation like it is when we talk through the Dr. Susan Block Institute. Speaking of which, here's a little commercial. Do you need a hand in celebrating Masturbation Month? Because we are here for you. The Dr. Susan Block Institute Therapists Without Borders, because we're worth it. And so are you.
Hear, hear. And we have a couple of Redditors saying, we have X Motion saying, this is an awesome show. And MBH replying, this is one of my favorite streams. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Comrades.
I'm turning red here.
What platform are they from?
Reddit.
Shout out to everybody in Reddit.
Yeah, before we go, I want to tell them how to make a bidet in their shower.
Oh. DIY there?
Yes. You just use a shower head. You put it on the little stand. You go to Amazon
and you get a little thing that you glue to the thing at the height below the...
Not above.
The ponds. Below there. And then you can swing around and, you know, get cleaned up and get ready. And you don't have to shower the whole, you know, maybe put a little water under your...
And you can celebrate Masturbation Month.
And you can do that. That's correct.
As Mariah was saying, a lot of people do it in the shower, the bathtub, often for the first time, often for the 4,000th time.
Right.
Yep.
What else are you going to do while you're waiting for your hair conditioner?
Well,
moisturize.
What are you going to do? You could do a lot of interesting things.
You could shave.
Well, yeah, but you could masturbate.
Yeah, you could do that. You could scratch your ass, maybe. I don't know.
That's the beginning of masturbating.
That's the beginning.
No, you see, you have dirty minds.
I do.
Yeah. Just
dirty in a good way, like, you know, Betty Page's dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah. She was. She really provided a great masturbation month for a lot of people.
I remember her from when I was a little boy. Once I found out about the shooting stuff,
yeah,
I said, okay.
And that's when you found Betty Page, just after that?
Right. What triggers that? You know?
Yeah.
And so the advice of my friends was pictures.
Pictures.
But then
interesting.
Nobody had hair. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing there. So all the little boys would go, okay. Oh.
We have a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah.
They don't have anything down there. Nothing at all. Like a Barbie doll.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, we all grow up in these different times of
miseducation.
I saw some videos of Abe's having parties with his friends.
Yeah.
And this is why we say celebrate the month of May. I know for most of us, every month is Masturbation Month. And every day is Diddle Day. For some, every hour is Onan Hour. But... like Women's History Month honors women's history in March, and Black History Month honors Black history in February. Kink Month honors kink in October. Hey, the Merry Masturbation Month of May is our time to say, masturbate, go for it, do it, talk about it too, enjoy it, polish that pearl, dance around that maypole, pound that bank. And I thought I'd get a little capitalism in there.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the rich.
So.
And fuck the communists.
Yeah, so do we want to keep going with the different virtues of
masturbation? Oh, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So number 7, masturbation is convenient.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
As Truman Capote once wisely pointed out, you don't have to dress up for it. Come as you are.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe an extra pair of underwear.
Yeah, until you bring an extra pair of underwear.
No.
Just
that's
in
up
case.
To you.
Just in
it's
case.
It's all up
suddenly,
to you.
You know,
you do you.
Like guns, these things go off sometimes automatically. And you have to watch for that.
Yeah.
You forgot to put the safety on.
So the Greek philosopher Diogenes praised the extraordinary efficiency of masturbation. It's very efficient. He said,
could I have one also? What is burning? Is the train
this
on
is
fire?
Not what Diogenes said.
Yeah. Ah.
I lit a match.
It was a match. Sulfur. Oh.
Sulfur was burning.
Sulfur.
Would you like to know what Diogenes said?
Oh, yeah, please.
He said, would to heaven that it were enough to rub one's stomach in order to allay one's hunger. Think about that.
You mean instead of a sandwich, you jerk off?
No, you rub your stomach and
oh,
you don't. And,
and
you relieve your hunger.
Disgust. Right.
You rub your stomach and. Yeah? Wow. You heard that?
You relieve your hunger from rubbing your stomach.
Now, don't take offense, but if you're hungry, go rub your stomach.
It's the rub your stomach diet.
This is ancient knowledge. I don't know where it came from.
His diet really works.
But
if you can stick to it.
If you can stick to it. You know, so.
You probably can't, though. That's the problem.
I'll be right back. I gotta
but it's
go.
A philosophy thing, right? That was a quote of a philosopher. From
where
a philosopher.
Are you going suddenly? He's got to go.
He's going to go. He's got to go. Got to go wank it.
He's got to go wank it. He's going to go masturbate. Wow, this has been all too much for him. He's so turned on. Yeah. I hear Chico barking. He must smell it.
But this philosopher, he said something. What did he say about rubbing his stomach?
I'm not going to say it again, Abe. Okay. Sorry. You know, you got it the one time. That's all. It's just he's just saying masturbation is like super convenient and cheap.
Yeah.
And just easy to do. You just stroke it, and you don't feel that horniness, that edginess. I think especially for guys, there's a really black and white marked difference between before and after, but also for a lot of women. Sometimes I feel it. I want to have another orgasm, but sometimes one is all you need, and you just feel so peaceful after an orgasm. even when you're all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been all by myself. Where have you been? Have you been with Max?
She disappeared
actually,
for a second.
My nose was running, and I didn't want to talk with that when you're trying to keep your nose from running.
Wow, because you left, and then Max leaves, and I'm left here alone with Abe.
Hey, I'm still here.
We're masturbating. Oh, hey, hi, Rhiannon. Yeah, cool, cool. Right, okay, so
the
yeah,
hot
we're all
art
here.
Teacher.
The hot art teacher. Is that how you think of Rhiannon?
Yeah.
That's a cool way to think of her. Do you like being thought of that way, Rhiannon?
As long as it's not by my students, then yes.
Oh, I bet a lot of your students are celebrating Masturbation Month thinking about their hot art teacher.
I'm sure of it.
No comment. I know. You don't have to comment. You shouldn't comment.
You're doing the Zoom calls and you're
to comment.
And you're on a Zoom call.
Yeah, no. She shouldn't be commenting. Max is back.
I'm back.
But Abe can think of me as the hot art teacher.
Abe thinks of yeah. Rhiannon as a hot art teacher, and tonight he's going to think about her.
He does.
Teaching him art.
He does. And I think.
And holding his paintbrush.
I think that
to
these
paint
people.
A masterpiece.
I guess I was going to say something, but I better not say anything because.
No, say it. Say it.
say it. So, no, I wasn't going to say anything. No. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
No, I'm great.
How are you doing? Everything is good.
Okay, so.
I'm relaxed.
I don't want anybody to get serious about the show.
I'm masturbating, as a matter of fact.
And there is no purpose for the show except to communicate and talk to you. And to tell you, smile at the world, okay? Smile at the world. And prayer is not enough. Prayer is not enough. It's good, but it's not enough. You know, because prayer is all very nice. Everything's very nice. No, this is Battlefield.
I myself am still having fun with my Hitachi magic wand.
Is it the rest of these eight?
So we did seven. We're on number six.
We're now on number six.
Number six what?
Masturbation.
I didn't know that.
Virtues of masturbation.
Virtues of masturbation, yeah.
A mathematical kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he's keeping track.
Oh, yes.
No, Mariah.
Because I'm going through the eight great virtues of masturbation.
And I'm drinking a beer and doing a radio show.
I'm smoking a bowl and helping out.
And some people are smoking bowls.
And some people are masturbating.
And some people are masturbating, that's correct.
And some people are dancing around a maypole.
And men are running around in every 6 seconds thinking about
Sex. What men do.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's
workers of the world, somewhere in the world, are protesting unfair conditions.
These are robber barons. The people right now are volunteer slaves.
The billionaires are the robber barons.
Yeah. And
fuck to rich.
And the people that work there are just, that's the people that make them the billionaires. No matter how smart they are, these are the people that actually are out in the fields dying to dig up some fucking gold for, or diamonds for those guys. What are those? Diamonds Forever? What is their name? That's not Zales.
De Beers.
Oh, De Beers. That's it. De Beers. Yeah. They're the ones that all actually hold the prices up.
I have a cubit zirconia.
Yes, we have. Yes. Yes, because.
I'm very proud of my cubit.
Right. It took a lot. We had to save a lot to buy it.
Well, we did.
We did. Well, how much was it? $19?
No, it was $200.
Oh, $200. Yeah, yeah. It was
because it's got a gold band.
Ah, the gold. Right.
Because
right,
I didn't right, want right, it to tarnish, but right, it still looks very nice.
But we had to buy two.
Well, we did because one of them was stolen by a robber who thought it was real.
Right.
And I did not dissuade him of his misinformation.
But I would have liked to have seen his face at the... at the, where they give you
pawn
the money?
Shop.
Pawn shop.
Pawn yeah, shop.
The pawn shop. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Brode, and Randy, and Dandy, and Michael, and Oren, and all you guys. I know you've had a tough life. I've listened to you. Oh, have you had a tough life? Okay, but you're the guys that don't want to feed no babies, you know, sir. And you don't want anybody on your land, which is actually not your land. So you're right wingers. I get it. I get it. I'm a left winger. Okay. I'm on the left side. Okay. And part of my work, as you say in your interviews, is to stop people like you. Because that kind of ideology does not work anymore. That's all I have to say.
Well, all right then,
I
Captain.
I don't hear nobody clapping
my
or nothing like that, but
primate.
It's okay. Yay.
Yay.
Yay, yay.
So
that was good.
Here we
whoa,
are.
What's and going on?
The train is still on the railroad.
I think we lost a whole bunch of young college students that were in one of those cars.
Snowflake college students.
Right, snowflake, fraud, brainwashed.
Hey, I'm
college,
a snowflake.
Yeah, me too.
I believe in the snowflake. Yeah. Snowflake power.
It's okay to be sensitive.
With
it's
enough
okay,
of us it's sensitive okay, people, you have a blizzard.
Right.
Yes.
Snowflakes.
Then there's billions of us.
Yeah.
A sandstorm.
Yeah, and we come in all different sizes.
I'm not we're sure done, how much time we have.
You have 2 minutes.
But that's not enough time to do all those other benefits of masturbation.
Well,
so, Abe, you're going to have to keep track of where we are.
Next week.
Because next week we'll come back with number 6.
Yes. We will right,
yeah,
you
it is masturbation month.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So right, we did number yeah, 8 and yeah, number right, 7.
And
so we're going to do number 6 next yeah, week.
Yeah.
And it is, masturbation is ecosexual. So we're going to hug a tree and rub up against it naked.
Don't let the cops
yummy,
see you do that. Oh,
I
yummy,
think it sounds like I'm going to get splinters from that.
Yeah, you could.
Although I really do like sex outdoors.
Anna, we may be having sex outdoors tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah, make sure everything is...
We
make
like
sure
to
the
have
blankets
sex
are
outdoors.
There.
And now we have these
blankets and
umbrellas. We could have it during the day. And if you don't have someone to have it with, you can have it with yourself. You are your own longest term lover. So, masturbate.
I still love you. Mm-hmm. Even though you've changed a little.
Are you talking to yourself?
Oh, yes, yes.
You said that out loud.
I was wondering if you were talking to me. I wasn't sure.
Came out of my...
Yes.
You were internally talking to you. Yeah. You said that out loud.
So you can watch all 8 great benefits right, or virtues of masturbation, if you like, in the show after this live broadcast.
Yes,
and
right,
also see Alana Cruz, whom we call Savannah Fire, squirting, and also see us all doing a very luscious, boobalicious Bonoboville communion, and a lot more. And
yeah,
you can also look at 8 great benefits of masturbation on Dr. Susan Block Institute.com.
Yeah, and you can watch the videos for free. But hey, man, you know, if you can help out, that'd be great. You know, you can send whatever you want, you know, Okay.
Throw us a Bitcoin, even though it's worthless nothingness. It's worth something.
Just one, Christian, dude. Give us some bread and some fish. That's all we need.
No fish, please. Oh, no fish. No bread. It's going to go stale. And no fish.
Fish. Bye.
Okay,
we're leaving.
Well, goodbye. I'm not.
No, no, you go. You go. Go.
Who are you talking to?
Myself. I'm going to sit here and have a drink and enjoy the show.
Okay, I'm going to say Merry Masturbation Month. And yes, as my fellow Yalie and Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau, whose daughter Ricky sang with Women Rhythm in Bonoboville.
Oh, yeah.
Gary calls masturbation self-dating.
Who calls it? Who?
Yeah.
I missed the guy's name.
Okay.
Who is?
Not Johnny Trudeau.
Who can tell?
Right? Somebody.
Mickey
Trudeau.
What he missed because he was thinking about beer. Nobody can. Okay. Nobody wants to embarrass Captain Matt.
No, please, please don't do that.
So, Gary Trudeau.
Yes.
Calls masturbation self-dating in his comic, Doonesbury.
Oh, Doonesbury.
Self-dating nice years ago. Yeah. And she was on the show years ago.
Right, yeah, she was great.
And you can watch it on YouTube.
For free.
As well. Absolutely. As we do have a Redditor, too, saying that they want to see the art teacher. So since we're talking about things needing inspiration, just a reminder, you can see the art teacher also on Dr. Susan Block TV. So check her out.
On lots of shows. Look up Rhiannon, spelled like the song.
And because of the new technology, it's very nice that we can reach out to a lot of what they used to call networks, which are now like train platforms.
Yeah. This one connects to that
and
one.
And this one, right? So we're really
this one goes to
privileged
Chicago.
To be there. You can hear us in all these different places, and you can plug us into your ear, and plug us elsewhere.
It's your Bluetooth?
That's not
or your ears.
Bluetooth or your ears. That's it.
Any of the Bluetooths.
Yeah, they get
ears.
Bluetooth. That's it.
That was a joke.
Those are jokes.
Okay. So, joke till you're blue in the face. Yeah. Hey,
that is just
laughter is a mental orgasm. And a good laugh is like a Hitachi magic wand for the brain.
Ooh, listen to that. I think the electrical system is going out on the train. The thing we may have
that
to call Miguel to fix it.
You might experience outages. Because this device is too powerful.
Too powerful.
Hey, if you need a little audio inspiration, like a real good eargasm, listen to our great erotic train ride for your masturbation session if you like to take this train a little farther down the line.
This train has all kinds of private cars where stuff's going on. Right?
There's the sleeper car. Rhiannon. Are you ready to take
thank you so much. That was fun.
This orgasmic energy with you into bed.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you going to have sex or masturbate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, both.
You sexy art teacher, you. Many,
thank
many
you.
People will be fantasizing about you doing all of that.
I should hope so.
Tonight to celebrate May Day.
Yay.
Happy May Day,
everyone.
Yeah, May Day, May Day.
Yeah, happy May Day, everybody.
Do it with flowers. Yes. On a masturbation de mayo. That means you got to do it every day until Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Shout out Jux Lee. He just said, P.S. Rihanna in love. Shout out,
Jux. I miss you, Jux. I miss you.
We miss each other.
We miss everybody.
Everybody, we're missing. It was right.
Don't confuse the lube with the salsa. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do that.
Unless you're in that kind of thing.
Yeah. Although you can use your communist manifesto to give a spanking. Mm. Or your bonobo way. So you can make like bonobos. Bonobos masturbate, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably baboons, too. But baboons make war. So we want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love. And you can make love to yourself. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. And you can make a date with someone you love, even if that someone is you. Self-dating. Merry, merry, Masturbation Month. May Day! Workers of the world, including sex workers, unite! And wankers of the world, enjoy.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.